نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلي البر والنور اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلي وصحبه وبارك وسلم
Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. It's Allah's grace and His great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today in this great night to us, He has given the ability to do dhikr, remembrance. And on top of that, in parallel to that, the night of Jummah, the night of Friday, and the virtues of this, and aside from that, in addition, the day tomorrow is a great day, a very great day, a very elevated day. And it's not the achievement of the day. Whoever Allah Ta'ala, whatever and whoever Allah Ta'ala selects, that becomes great. Everything, every year, every month, every day are similar, physically. But if Allah Ta'ala specifically selects something, assigns to something, then nobody can compare to that. So in the same way, it's tomorrow is the day, and it's a great day. That Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, with regards to this day, he said that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day, He made it so great that day, that on this day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He preferred to create the arsh, the throne and the kursi. And on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of the universes, the mountains, stars and the sun and the moon, Allah ta'ala like to create everything on this day. And on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the pen. And on the same day, Allah Ta'ala selected this day, Jibreel alayhi salam, to create Jibreel alayhi salam and all of the angels on this day. Look how great a day this is. On this day, Allah Ta'ala selected to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And in the same day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected to take Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam out of the fire of Nimrud and to make it like a garden of flowers. And this same day, the day that's to come tomorrow, alongside Jummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected this day and to accept the tawbah of Adam alayhi salam. Could have done any other day, but Allah ta'ala liked this day for his tawbah, for his repentance. And this same day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected Hazrat Idris alayhi salam to call him to the heavens. In the same day, Allah Ta'ala selected Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to recall him, call him back to the heavens. And the same day, Allah Ta'ala selected to create Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. He was born that day. And the same day, Allah Ta'ala selected Hazrat Suleiman alayhi salam that he was given the kingdom of the jinn and the ins. What a great day. How many blessings there must be in this day. And this same day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected for Qiyamah, Judgment Day. Allah created on this day, and Allah will wipe it away also this day. That's why, brothers, it's a very great day. And the night of that day, Allah ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, ability. And this same day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the things Allah ta'ala selected, and there are great selections and great memories. And this day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected for Hazrat Imam Hussein's shahadat, his martyrdom. So how great a statement this. What a great, great level that Allah ta'ala selected on this day, this event. So most definitely if you think that shahada, martyrdom, is martyrdom, and there are great companions who attain shahada, but especially on this day to give martyrdom to Hazrat Imam Hussein, there's a reason for this. And the reason is this, that behind this, there's a big message that Allah ta'ala wants to give. And so everything is according to Allah's mincha, Allah's decision. Allah selected a great day, and Allah selected a great human being for this example, for this message from the Ahlul Bayt, from the family of Rasulullah ﷺ, Imam Hussein, about whom Rasulullah ﷺ said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Everything else, there are many other fazilets. He is the head of the youngsters, the youth in Jannah. Many other virtues of Imam Hussein. Rasulullah ﷺ loved him extremely. So, the day is so great, and the human being is so great. So what was the reason? Definitely there's a message behind this selection. Look at the message. That's the real objective for this day. What was the message? Why did Allah select this day? Allah's selection, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala's decision. Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu anha said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was resting with me. And Hazrat Imam Hussein was playing on the chest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Imam Hussein playing. Where was his place? His field? The blessed chest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine his status. Imagine. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was feeling something at that time. But she said, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was happy. And that same time, that in his fist was some soil, and he was crying from his eyes, tears were flying. And she said, I saw that when Imam Hussein played and finished and went, and I said that may my mother and father be sacrificed upon your Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that what was this? That your tears were flowing and in your hand was some soil. And the Prophet said, yes, Umm Salma, Jibril came, and in my hand he gave this into my fist. He said that this Hussein is playing on your chest, that he will be shaheed on this same soil. So from my eyes the tears came. So it was written in his destiny that he was going to be martyred. And this, there was a reason for the martyrdom. A great message that Allah wanted to give to the ummah, this ummah. And that message was istiqamati deen, steadfastness on the deen, and to be steadfast on the haq, on the truth, established on the truth. Because brothers, just as the generations go further away from the Prophet ﷺ, fitna generations will come, and big fitnas and issues and problems will come, in which the human being's deen will start to become weak, and there'll be contamination in his deen, and the lifestyle will change, and ajeeb, weird, you could say, events will take place around a person. There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim, and it's been narrated, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith, it's a Sahih hadith, that an era will come, a generation will come, a time will come in which the fitnas, like, you know, in the darkness of night, just like you can say the rain falls down in the layers, yes, or the layers of the dark night, that's how the fitnas will descend. They'll be hidden in the intense darkness, and there will be the situation in the morning, the person will be mu'min and a disbeliever in the evening. In the evening will be a believer, and in the morning a disbeliever. His iman will be drowning, and his situation will be such that just for a few, you could say, taka, he will sell his iman. What a big fitna. For a few taka, few coins. In Fathul Bari, there's a hadith. As Anas radiallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith. It's a unique hadith. And when you hear it, my body started to shake. And I will present the meaning of that hadith to you. Just for Islah rectification, this discussion, may Allah Ta'ala rectify and improve all of us. This is fitna. Fitna. Ignorance. Discord. So he said that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that in the people of my ummah, my nation, such a time will come that their faces will be like the apes and the swine, the people of my ummah. The Sahaba were amazed that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah, the people, they'll be on Tawheed and Risalat, won't they? Oneness of Allah and following the Prophet. That will they not believe in Tawheed, oneness of Allah and the Risalat? And Rasulullah sallam replied, they will believe and they will just look for reward for the fasts and for the Hajj, and their Salah will be for reward. Everything will be for reward. Why? Because my Sharia and Sunnah, they will have forgotten it. My Sharia and my Sunnah. Music, banging the drums, no parda, and sins will be common in their life. Their nights will pass through these practices, and this will become their life, and alcohol will become their life, and intoxication will become their life. They'll praise Allah as well, they'll go on Hajj as well, they'll get no place in Hajj, and they'll keep the fasts. But, stated, their faces will be like the apes and the swine. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. So these are warnings that Rasulullah ﷺ gave to us. And these are the fitnas. That the real deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us, Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul, that we need to be steadfast and established on that. Don't let anything else mix with that. And when we want anything mixed with them, we'll stay steadfast on this deen. And we won't sell ourselves for the few taqa in the dunya. And in no circumstance will we leave the deen or sharia and sunnah. Then it won't be an easy game. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it'll be like you are holding the hot embers, coal in your hand. It won't be a game. We on that day, we want to make that day very easy. What we will say? Oh, we want deen as well, we want Jannah as well, we want paradise as well, and we want dunya as well, we want this enjoyment, we want that enjoyment. This will be a common statement of ours in our lives. Mix and match. But no mixing. And what will happen? That the deen will be mixed up. And the deen cannot be mixed up, in principle. It cannot be mixed up. Darkness and light can never mix. If you switch the light off, it will be darkness. If you put the light on, then the light will come. So you can't mix the two amongst each other. Where there is deen, there will be no sins. There will be no opposition to Sharia. There will be no sacrificing the sunnah. And where we'll see this, there will be no deen. So the mu'min, every footstep of a believer, every decision, every part of life, his guidance is done by sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's it, 100%. This is the standard of the deen that's been given to us. These two hadith I've told you, there are many hadith on this subject. So then, what if we look towards this fitna, the evil, discord, fitna around us, tribulations, trials, but because the Prophet said that their faces will have changed, their appearances will have changed. Yes, that a person's deeds, the color of the deeds he does, then his face changes. He lies, he takes alcohol, he commits zina, adultery. So obviously, apparently you can't see that. Even, for example, even if he gets up onto the roof of the masjid, even if he does tawaf of the Kaaba. The Holy Prophet, that subhanAllah, he is not coming physically to the ummah, but he has said that the situation will change. Soon as they die in the grave, they will have the appearance of the swine and the apes, that person. So on this deen, that there should be no contamination, no mixture, and our guidance should be the Sharia and the Sunnah, and we should have no footstep in life against the Sharia and the Sunnah. We shouldn't even imagine going against this principle. To follow that deen, to practice that deen, to establish that deen, subhanAllah, this is the vision of Hazrat Hussein. What did Yazid do at that time? Yazid used to pray Salah. Yazid used to give Adhan. He used to go to the masjid. He used to do everything physically. But the start of the issue, when he started to create a new deen, there was alcohol, there were women, there was salah, there was Quran, there was lying, there was fraud, there was deception. Everything was contaminated, mixed, and he presented that deen, new form. At that time, subhanAllah, glory be to Allah, Imam Hussein was stood up. He was stood up. His shahada wasn't for in vain, that just for mourning afterwards and crying that he became shaheed. No, this was selection, decision of Allah for the ummah to give a message till qiyamah. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, Allah said. That the real genuine situation will be that when these situations arise, and if you want the hereafter, that don't look that in this environment I am, where am I? You won't leave the haq and you will not leave the sabr. And this is what Imam Hussein presented, these principles, when he was presented in front of him, placed in front of him, and he said that make a decision. The speak to Yazid, he was offered. Speak to Yazid. He said, yes, I'm ready. Imam Hussein said, yes, three conditions were placed to him. He said, I'm ready. I'm ready to discuss. He said, why don't you believe this? Then why don't you leave here? Go to the direction of Sham City. I will give you a chance. He said, I'm ready for this as well. How many people were there? Many. And how many were there to hit them? Thousands. How many of his family? Who did they come to hit? Who did they come to give pain to? Ahlul Bayt. And who are those people against him? Hafiz al-Quran. Imagine. This is that fitna. That deen and dunya, they wanted to mix. Deen and dunya wanted to mix. That's how much they were overwhelmed. This was Yazidi practice that had overwhelmed them. So this is a philosophy. This is a message, a very big message, that Islam is revived from every Karbala. From every Karbala. And this is our new name, isn't it? This is our new year, isn't it? And this is reviving our deen in the new year. Subhanallah. So this is Allah Ta'ala fixed it for the ummah, that so that we don't shake. Subhanallah. So this is how Allah Ta'ala, if a person is off track, deviated, then through this event, through the martyrdom of Hussein, we should learn. Subhanallah. So we've made everything a tradition, everything's a function of us now. And some few things we do, and we think that, yeah, this action happened on this day, we celebrate that day. The deen wasn't given to us for celebration. There are big messages that you should correct yourself through these instances, correct your akhirah through these examples. If we are surrounded by this fitna today, that today is Ashura, the night of Ashura, think, and our deen has been contaminated, totally contaminated, that is not the deen. And if that thing has occurred in our lives, then we are not, that person's not far from the swine and the apes. I won't be ashamed in saying this, because this is the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet, so something I'm repeating to you. So what is there to be ashamed of? Yes, there's nothing to be ashamed of. So, if this is anybody's deen, then in this same condition, remember this, that we've been told that he is in that situation, extreme situation. So if he is in that situation, then don't be upset. Nothing to be worried about. Stand up the same night, raise your hands, do tawbah, and all issues forgiven. Allah is Kareem, Allah is merciful. Yes? And not will Allah Ta'ala just forgive all these sins, rather He'll wipe them away and He will transform them all into good deeds and include them in our amal. Yes, so the playing field is there. It's open. Stand and say that we have got a lesson from the Shahadati of Hussein, that we will not contaminate our deen. Yes, so Hazrat Hussein was given these conditions. He said, I can do this. He said, go back to Medina. He said, I'm ready to go back. But with these three conditions, that do you desire to do these three? Just select one of them. But there's a condition here that you will have to take bayah with Yazid. And he said, these three conditions I reject, that these 72 people are brought with me for this reason, because I don't want to strike out Yazid. This is Husseini, his action. At that time when a fitna comes into the deen, then what should he do? Imam Hussein is telling us that he needs this istiqamah, that I won't do this wrong action. You'll pass away, this will happen to you, you'll become poor, poverty, I won't do haram. Even if that this haram maybe apparently gives benefit, this is the sunnah, this is against the sharia, against the sunnah. I won't even go near to this money. All of this is haram, I'll become khanzir, I'll become an ape, swine. Why? Because whatever the words came from the Prophet ﷺ, blessed words, they are totally haq, right? And it's deception, that person who says it cannot occur. Yes, he becomes a disbeliever if he says that this cannot occur. He's rejecting the Holy Prophet's words that he said. So a person who doesn't believe, then he'll realize in the hereafter. Yes, so everything is according to your intention, but the cure is there. Allah says, there's a great cure. Tawbah, repentance. And for protection, Allah says, the forts are there, the castles are there. If you want to be saved, if you want to save yourself, then go to the company of a wali Allah, friend of Allah. They are present physically. Yes. So doesn't matter how big a fitna you get stuck in, but if you are saved by the company of the wali wala, you enter the castle, the fort, you become saved, protected. Yes, you come for, if you came for this reason, not for dunya, then you don't mix the dunya, then the destruction will occur. Here you bring dunya as well. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Then the situation is finished. So you just come for this purpose, that you want to keep the pure deen, your deen pure through this silsila. I don't want to earn dunya from it. I don't want to utilize dunya. I don't want to attain dunya or use dunya. It's not my objective. That I don't want to take any benefit of dunya from this sohbat, from this company. And see then how that person is not saved. This is the protection that Allah Ta'ala gives. So the Prophet of Allah himself is given the announcement. Yes, that my friends and the walis, they're so bad, the company is such that you sit in their company, I give a guarantee that you will not leave their company without success. Definitely you'll get forgiveness. Even then, if we're going to Jannah, why? Because we will stay firm on that point, on that problem as Yazidi. Oh, we want both things, we want dunya as well, we want deen as well. Let it carry on. Oh, I don't want to distress this family, you upset my brother or upset that person or this person. And today, for example, if we do parda from this person, they'll become upset. If we go to function, it's a problem. If we can't go to the invitations, people will come upset with us. Fine, this was Yazidi. And learn Husainiyat. Learn this lesson from the martyrdom of Hazrat Husayn. Yes, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. I won't do this wrong thing, I'll stay firm on the right. Remember this. Tasawwuf, the ruh of tasawwuf. You know tasawwuf, the journey you're on. What is the ruh, the soul? That one word equals tasawwuf. Remember this, one word. And that is also the same as the shahadat of Hazrat Hussain. And that same name is deen. And that same name is Ummat-e Rasulullah. And just one word that summarizes everything that we establish ourselves. That learn to give the sacrifice. Yes, just sacrifice. Assign yourself over for the sake of Allah. That leave the wrong actions. There's so much benefit. Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. I won't do this wrong action. Give up yourself for doing the right action. And your daraja will be elevated. In the khanka, the walis of Allah, the kamil, the khankas, you don't get wazifas there. You learn from the khanka how to shun the sins. Ya Mujaddad al-Afthani said that you don't become successful through wazifas and remembrance, rather from leaving the sins. I do this much recitation, this much dhikr, this much tasbih. You won't get success from this. Success will come from rejection of the sins, from rejection of material things. Then you get connected to Allah. That such ibadah becomes a waste. Tell me that, oh, this milk is strong, it's beneficial, but if you mix the dirt into the milk, it will become poisonous for you. So what is that ibadah? It becomes poisonous for you, it's destroying you. Why? Because such an ibadah, what does it do? That it will create takabbur inside you, riya and pride, and you'll be like pretense and fake, and it will make you feel good, and it will make you greedy for the dunya. And it will give you loss from your ibadah. Deficiency. So don't go to the khanka, to the wali Allah's company for wazifa, recitation and praise. Rather from shunning and rejecting la, those things that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like. And to attain Allah's nearness, and to get close to Allah, we'll have to leave those things that Allah Ta'ala dislikes. Remember this. Those things we'll have to discard that Allah Ta'ala dislikes. And pay attention towards this. And this is the whole game. This is that we say the day of Ashura. Those people, there's such a great day. The Shahada, the martyrdom, all the fazail, the fazilat, the thawab that Allah Ta'ala has given on this day. This was his objective. That we should do true tawbah. And our deen should be pure, 100%. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. There should be no mixture, contamination at all. Never. Remember this. Just not even one pence of haram comes. If one pence of haram comes to you, then Rasulullah said that 40 years of ibadah goes. His dua doesn't even go above him due to haram rizq, haram earnings. Deen equals caution, exercise restraint, be careful. What is taqwa? Taqwa, that extremely carefully you have to live the life. This is taqwa. Yes, that's how a person is living his life. Gets up in the morning, does this, does that, prays salah, reads Quran, does salawat, does this. This is doesn't equal deen. Deen equals such a day I have to pass totally, carefully, cautiously, that no action of mine should displease Allah. When your day passes like this completely, then be grateful in Allah's presence, Allah, that you are not unhappy with me. Yes, imagine, but we don't care about this. We don't care about Allah's displeasure. We don't even know that what causes Allah's displeasure. Allah says that you will be raised with that qawm that I dislike, and you do the naql, imitation. And our masjids are full like this, full of this. Subhanallah. Our ibadat places are full of this. Haram Sharif is full of this. Haramain are full of this. Tell me. So what is this? The buildings, big houses, wealth, money, paisa, businesses, all of the things, shops. Are these the signs to tell us that Allah is happy with us? That even the disbelief, those who don't have iman have this. Those who don't even have iman, they have more than this. Much more than this. And to attain all of these things for us, that we become higher, then do you think you'll become closer to Allah? Never will you. Never. This is not the basis for Allah Ta'ala's closeness. These are not the signs for Allah Ta'ala's closeness. Oh, you know, Allah's fadl, hada min fadli rabbi, you make a big house and write this on the front. You think this is Allah's fadl? No, subhanallah. Even if you live on a mud shack and you're pleasing Allah, hada fadli rabbi, this is the fadl of Allah, mud shack. You're getting dal for food and dry bread, a small room, dry. Hada fadl rabbi, why? Because there are no sins in that property. Allah is not unhappy with us. And this same mud shack where you are pleasing Allah subhanallah, that will be converted in reality to big, big mansions and palaces in paradise. Yes, that is being converted. The conversion is taking place alive. And these big buildings, we're making this haram in that, and we're trying to make dunya. And Allah Ta'ala's deen, we need to give up things for Allah's deen, but for the dunya we'll make big sacrifices. Then why don't you do dhikr? Or I don't have time. In that time, what do you do? Oh, I'm earning the dunya. Subhanallah. Is this not our response today and our basis today? It is. Imam Hussein gave us the barakah, demonstration. He said, no, I cannot submit to the wrong. They said, you will have to submit and bow down. If not, then we'll beat you, kill you. He said, fine. 1, 2, 3, 73 shaheed. Yes, this is not some simple thing. They were thirsty, hungry, and they could do everything. But today, if this happened, the wrong, then there will be no guidance and we won't understand that what is the haq, the right. Yes, what is it to be established on the right path? Those who want to be friends of Allah, who want to be pious, who want to progress in the dunya, then follow Imam Hussein. They follow Imam Hussein. They learn courage and determination from him. Yes, they learn the lesson from him. That not as a minor individual was given as an example, but the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ was given an example that we don't say one day, oh, he was this sahabi. No, the great level and status of human being Allah Ta'ala gave in this example. Not a minor sacrifice. It was very easy for him to get out of it. Hikmah Allah. We say, oh, let's follow hikmah today. Wisdom. We should follow hikmah. Let's follow hikmah. Bigger thing we say today, let's follow hikmah. That wherever you want to break sharia and sunnah, then we bring hikmah into there. There's wisdom of Imam Hussein that we could say, oh, hikmah, oh, we'll do this now. Compromise, fitna, for fasad, that there should be no fitna fasad in the ummah, should be no arguments. There could be thousands of dramas at that time, but no. To attain Allah's nearness, a person doesn't follow the word of hikmah. Allah Ta'ala's laws are clear. Quran is clear. Sharia 100% is open in front of us. There's nothing hidden from Allah, though you have to use hikmah. The haram is apparent, halal is also apparent. Yes, so we don't need to follow hikmah. Imam Hussein didn't adopt hikmah at that time. Oh, come on, let's compromise here politically. I'll save my children. Why is he coming? Why not? He said, I have no attachment to anyone, another sahabi. Has he come or not to save us? Allah Ta'ala selected me for this purpose task. So I was selected for this objective and I will 100% complete the task. If today he has selected me, Allah Ta'ala selected me, that you have to go to this place, I want you to pray salah there, and to practice the deen, follow the sunnah, then I will consider Allah Ta'ala selected me to send me to this country, and I have to live like this. Then you have to follow sabr, and follow the haq, and implement that. Not this, that I've come to this country. No, you've been selected for this country. You were sent to this country. Nobody else could put you. I have sent you. Allah Ta'ala says, my selection, to see here that, hey, how much does he make a stand? How much steadfast is he? Wherever Allah Ta'ala sends you, that we didn't purchase a ticket to come here. We were not capable of coming here, living here. No leaf can move without the permission of Allah. Imam was saying, well, how could he dare that he could have come to Shahadat? He was a great Sahabi. That he, Allah Ta'ala put everyone behind, called them all down, and Allah Ta'ala selected the example of Hazrat Imam Hussein that you go for this task. He said, okay, fine. So the decision will be made that they said, okay, we'll fight you. He said, okay, fine. But Imam Hussein will not shake. What a message he gave. This is Iman. And where does this story end? This example end? Where did this example of the deen end? That the fighting started. And they remained steadfast, firm. One went, two went, three went, children went, everything. Yes, just one man was left as Imam Hussein, radiyallahu anhu. And he was unwell. It was Allah's selection, Allah wanted to save him. Yes, because his offspring had to continue. Yes, it was Allah's selection. So, and he couldn't come there. So, that all the children, the young children were beaten, killed. And he continued steadfast. Subhanallah. That here now a beautiful point is presented that Imam Hussein stopped the fight at that time. Why? For which reason? That he was, and what kind of Muslim? That by a name he was a Muslim. That's like Rasulullah says. That they look like the apes and the swines. It was mixed, his deen was contaminated. So Imam Hussein said, fine, it's Salah time, Asr. I cannot delay the Asr, subhanallah. What was the hikmah? What does hikmah say? Oh, it's okay, do salah, because it's a fight. That during this fight, there are bodies around him. The message as Imam Hussein gave, the salah is such a valuable thing that my grandfather gave. From the heavens, he came that message that tell Imam Hussein that what is the value of salah in front of Allah. That today we leave salah for a shop. Oh, the shop's running, customers are coming, oh, I'm driving the taxi, oh, my job is like this. Look on this side, the importance of the ibadah that Rasulullah gave to us. Deen, we need deen. Yes, that this is not for beating our chests that this event took place and we show our love for Imam Hussein. Do amal on these things that Imam Hussein explained to us when he departed. Then you'll become Husseini. Yes. So, for which example? That all, that who was there to see? He could have compromised. Nobody was there to watch him. Look, as Imam Hussein, when his martyrdom took place, there was nobody there. Everyone was shaheed before him. The women folk, they were in the tents. And they weren't there. So where did this story come from? That this happened to him, he cried, all this. That who created all this? All the Yazidi people who were the army, they made all these stories afterwards that this happened and that happened. They made a history. Event of it, there was no event like this. Who wrote this? Yes, upon this situation, think about it yourself, that there's no man left who saved, who can explain afterwards that this happened, they are sick, the women folk, they were in the tents, they were hidden away. So where do all these stories of this event of the Shahadat come from? Yes, it's that same event that Allah Ta'ala wanted to come in front of us, that Allah Ta'ala wanted to demonstrate, and that is one event, that to be established steadfast on the haq, when you follow the haq, then demonstrate sabr. And this was the message. So he said, okay, fine, it's salah time. Salah, he was remembering at that time, Hazrat Imam Hussein. What a great message given to us. That just for a few taka coins, you leave salah. Just on a few words, you sell your salah. You sell your salah for sleep, for the sake of business, for the sake of employment. Zalim, oppressor, none of these things will benefit you. Understand the value that Imam Hussein, how he implemented this salah and sujood. Think about it. Allah's hukam order is this. That all the sharia excuses, they were there present on. Ibn Sharia gives some excuse that you can bring this excuse or this excuse. And all of those are there. But when there's no sharia excuse, and there's nothing present, then what power do we have that does, allows me to stay at home for salah? And with which face can I stay at home and not pray? And what iman do I have that says to me, don't go to pray salah? Apart from the fact that I've become an ape or a swine, totally. Totally. Doesn't matter how much beautiful makeup I make, etc. But Allah's Nabi Sallam said that that's what you look like. That's it. Just one salah you talk about. Imam Hussein, Asr, salah, there was just one, wasn't it? It was just one salah at that time. For what did he do? He knew that I were going to sajda prostration. They are thirsty for my blood. Allah Ta'ala also proved this. That he is that lion of mine. He is that lion of mine. That you cannot finish it for me. I'll give you an opportunity during salah. I'll give you some time. That he will go into my sujood. And maybe you can kai said. Otherwise he will not submit to you. So when Allah Ta'ala gives elevation to an insan, he becomes very powerful and strong. thousands in front of him, they couldn't make him shaheed. If he didn't go into sajda, then my iman says this, that nobody could give him martyrdom. Nobody could slay him. Their swords could not move to slay him. Allah Ta'ala gave them that chance. This shahada is a great shahadat martyrdom. Allahu Akbar. And they were happy. Oh, there's an opportunity. Let's take the chance. This is what happens. That we are Muslims. We recite kalima. We give adhan. And we are hufaz, hafiz of Quran at that time. And his grandfather, mashallah, used to recite the Quran. But when a person, then this situation, when he comes with a compromise in front of him, then he compromised. But this is a big message, that don't mix your deen with anything else, me and you, because we are in the era of fitna. In the morning, disbeliever, believer in the evening. Believer in the evening, disbeliever in the morning. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that just on a few pieces of items of value, you will compromise your iman, sell your iman, you will spoil your salah, you will spoil your faces. I look beautiful by shaving my beard, cutting my beard. Tell me, what do you think? That beauty of your face, you'll be saved? That this is your preference, shaving the beard, trimming the beard. But Allah's Nabi said that I like that you have minimum one fist length of beard. And we say we're Muslims. What kind of Muslims are we? Tell me. I don't understand. Allah's Nabi likes something else and we like something else. We say that we are his followers. How can this be? Tell me. Then we say that there are big difficulties in my life. Tell me some prayer, recitation. You think you will get success through recitation and prayers? This is not the deen of recitation and prayers. This is the deen of obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following him. Because our yaqeen has finished. We don't have yaqeen. We don't have iman. So where will yaqeen come from? Tell me. Ajeeb, weird situation. Isn't it? So there's a beautiful dua. Allahumma habbil mawta. That what a unique dua. This is ajeeb, unique dua. That Allah Ta'ala make death beloved for me. In which way? That I get yaqeen, proper certainty that Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the Rasul. Ajeeb dua. Unique dua. Think about it. That from death, a person, only he can fear death. Only that person scared when he hears the name of death, that he doesn't trust his Rasul, he doesn't have yaqeen that he's the Rasul. He's scared of death. A person who has yaqeen, certainty that Rasulullah, Muhammad is Rasul, and then he loves the Rasul, when he loves him, then due to his love, he will have no fear of death at all. The pious predecessors have said that this dua, if on this dua you practice and you recite it such a way that death will be great for you and you will have love for death. You'll look forward to it, and we are scared of it. Every man scared of it, trembling. In other words, that everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed success in the obedience and following of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole deen equals obedience and following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's what he said eventually. Imam Hussein said, I've traveled here with my children. I have no need for kingdom and riches. This is his final khutbah. I didn't come for any kingdom. I didn't come for fighting. If I came for fighting, then I would have brought my army with me. Yes, to fight I would have come prepared. Yes, and there would be other people with me. So my objective wasn't to fight, to quarrel. I didn't come with this intention. I came with a mission. And that mission, I'm stood on it, firm. That Hussein cannot accept this point at all. That I have no quarrel with Yazid. He said, no quarrel with Yazid. Just one quarrel I've got with Yazid. He said, that in the deen, in the sharia, he has contaminated it with haram. Mixed it with haram. If today he said, if I don't stand against this deen that he's created to protect it, then until Qiyamah there'll be games played within this deen. Then Hussein cannot accept this, that the sharia is finished and sunnah is finished, and I keep on looking at this. This was in his final khutbah. He said, this was my sole objective. So my brothers, such a great statement this is, that let us come today in this night, such a blessed night and a great message for us. And we all naked here in the same court. Just one thing we need to learn, that in the path of Allah, learn to give up your things that you love. Yes, learn to give up the things you love. Learn this. Allah's order is coming. Then give up whatever you like, that nothing can stand in front of Allah Ta'ala's command. The greatest thing you love in the world, sacrifice it. Then no, not in front of Allah's desire. You should accept poverty and being poor and distress and sadness and leaving all things, but never break the Sharia, because otherwise you will be like the swine and the apes. And such a deen is not accepted in front of Allah if you contaminate it. You cannot attain the deen at all. Deen is a pure thing. Quran is pure. And for this haq, the right path and sabr. The path is hard. It's been explained this. This path is hard for sure. Remember this. There will be tests and challenges. Allah says, I'll test you many times. And through this, your darajat will be elevated. Until when? There's no timeline. It won't take long though. It won't take long. Just a small, short period of time. Then there's permanent enjoyment with the fadl of Allah, with the grace of Allah. And listen to this also, that whatever you sacrifice here, Allah says, for my sake, Allah says, with my commands, whatever things you sacrifice in the world and leave, then, because our Rabb has promised that Allah has already prepared better than that for you. Better than that for you. You leave alcohol? Allah says, beautiful, delicious alcohol is prepared for you. You leave looking at women, then the whores are waiting for you in the hereafter. You leave consuming haram, such beautiful, delicious foods and fruits are waiting for you that you cannot imagine. Everything selected. Allah says, you keep on leaving here, and I will keep on giving to you there. So my brothers, sacrifice given up equals tasawwuf. Tasawwuf is to give up. Until we don't learn to give up and sacrifice, and until we don't learn to have patience on our difficulties, because everything is from Allah. Remember this. Whether I've got it or not, I won't do that action which is the wrong action. I won't be scared of doing the right thing, that I'm not succeeding apparently, or this is not happening for me. I don't worry about it at all. That's it. And this is the life of the human being. And look how time passes. Somebody passes away in this way, in that way, because the life will pass. Everyone's life will pass. Just remember 2 points. To save yourself from the Allah Ta'ala has given us the places to be saved from all the fitnas and the wrong actions. Then take the guidance that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, which is dhikrullah and the company of the awliya Allah. That's it. 2 things Allah has given to us, tools that we can be saved, not me. The guarantee from behind is coming, but this is the experience of my life on this as well, alhamdulillah, that definitely 100% a human being is saved if he goes to the company of the wali Allah with the right niyyah, right intention. Allah has made these things, Allah has given us a shelter, protection. So don't be scared of the fitnas. Allah says, I'll create these things and they will stay until Qiyamah. But if you do these 2 actions, go to the company of the Wali Allah and you will continue to be saved. But listen to his instructions and obey his commands. As he continues to say, we should do that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Let's get together, do some dhikr. We'll do loud dhikr inshallah. Recite the Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين تحر ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وسلمنا عزلنا وشدنا خاتمنا مدنا كل صالح اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وسرت واعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر ولا اله الا انت اللهم ربنا اعطنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنه مع الابرار يا عزيز يا غفور يا رب العالمين اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا الإيمان وأمتنا الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة وإلى المعاد يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات فضل جهتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استقبلنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللحجاهم منهم والأنباب بزحمتك يا رحم الظالمين بزحمتك يا رحم الظالمين بزحمتك يا رحم الظالمين سبحان ربكم من لزتهم ويسفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.